This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Possible.
Everybody, welcome to another What's On Your Mind radio program from the legendary 550 K-Fire, voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck, Mandan, and beyond. AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000 patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, booming to the Bakken, KTZO 1090. From the oil and innovation capital of the North Dakota. This, 1951, where it all started, was right there in Tioga, North Dakota. Yes, indeed. Love it. And, of course, serving the communities in the region there, Stanley, and Newtown, and Watford City, and Williston, and beyond. I don't want to start sliding, you know, Powers Lake, Crosby, you know what I'm saying. And, of course, 1460 KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson. Glad you're listening to the program we call What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
Hey, great, Scott. How are you?
It's beautiful out. I'm just loving this weather. I want to just, it's one of those, like last night, I was just thinking, I was sitting outside, my wife watching the dogs, you know, have a grand old time. And I said, dear, look at the flag. Look at the flag. It is just dead calm. I mean, you so rarely see that. When you have, like, no wind, none, nada, zippo, and, you know, beautiful
You're referring to, you're like, American flag, not AM 1100 now, right? Because I can't picture that being calm.
No, this was an actual flag on the flagpole. Yeah. My wife and I were recently honored by the Knights of Columbus for, and I don't know how they track this, but for correctly displaying a flag for 10 years.
Whoa.
And, you know, Flag Day is coming up. And I think if you don't right now have a flag, that'd be a good thing to do. It really would. It's one of those things that you can do. You know what I mean? To say, hey, this is a great country. We're glad we live here. We thank those who've died in defense of this flag and of this country. I think it's neat. So maybe make this the year. I'm glad the Knights of Columbus do that. I didn't know they did it until they called and said, hey, we've been tracking this, and you've got an award coming.
So you were knighted by the K of C for 10 years. I was knighted by the KFC for 10 years of consuming fried chicken.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I am a knight. I am a knight,
day,
but this award thing is different than than actually being a knight.
That's very good.
Yeah. I didn't know they did it, but it's a nice thing. They have a little patriotic committee, and they do that, and they go out and look for things, so it's very nice. So I'm not bragging. I'm doing it to tell you that the Knights of Columbus do a nice thing, number one. And number two, maybe motivate some other folks to go out there and display a flag. And we leave ours out, you know, all night, and then we light it up. So, that's the best part. There's nothing on the planet Earth, I don't believe, that equals the sight of a flag, you know, tossing in the wind lit up. I mean, it's just, it should give you chills. It really should. And if it doesn't, then you need a vacation, and then come back, and hopefully it'll give you chills, and you'll be refocused onto what's great about life, right? And you think about what's happened under that flag, and what happened to get that flag to be stood up. And
perspective.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Give you a little perspective. It's Wednesday. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and find out more about them at North Dakota Oil Can. I tend to take a little trip through their Facebook page every now and then and find some neat stories. But NorthDakotaOilCan.com is also a website that will get you good information. So you can check that out. And then, of course, on Facebook, find out what's happening. Tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow at 11:30, they are going to put, they being the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and the folks at North Dakota Oil Can, some more tickets on sale for Donald Trump and his appearance 1 week from tomorrow in Bismarck. And there will be a significant number. Now, they finally got a pretty good handle on the count. They'll have some at Ticketmaster and some also at the Bismarck Event Center. So just wanted to give you another reminder about that, that that is happening. So, okay, could be good. All right, now, to join us on the program, you call 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Give us a call. Todd, can you give me some crickets so folks know there are open lines? Now, when you hear this noise, it means we have lines open. And when we have lines open, we let you know. You call, you fill them, and then we get cranking on the call. Yeah, that's right. So when you hear that, it means two things. One, hey, Scott and Todd are waiting for me to call. They have lines open. And two, what's on my mind? What do I want to chat about today? What do I want to talk to these guys about? You can also text in those comments, 701-226-8503. The crickets would run 24/7 for the text widget because we have always the ability to take your text. They can come anytime, day or night.
Oh, yeah.
I love getting them. 701-226-8503. You can also always email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I've had three different people today from all different walks of life ask me, hey, what's going on with this governor's race? We're less than a month away. I mean, what's happening? And I really don't know how to answer that question. So I said, you know what? I'm going to ask the audience what they think is happening and how they assess this race, and then I'll share their comments with you. Far smarter than I am in every corner of this great state. June 14th, Republicans will go to the ballot, go to the polls, find a ballot and say, do I want Wayne Stengem, the current attorney general, seeking the governor's race, the Republican-nominated candidate for governor at the convention? Do I want Doug Burgum, a businessman of some note, Fargo philanthropist, a lot of dollars into downtown, but probably best known for his tenure as building Great Plains software and later selling that to Microsoft, becoming one of their top executives? Do I want the, you know, the businessman, entrepreneur, philanthropist Doug Burgum? Do I want the attorney general, former legislator? Do I want Paul Swarm? Three candidates on that race, two of which this race really is between, in my mind, my opinion here. Don't want to, prejudice your vote, but I'm giving you my opinion that this race is between the sitting attorney general, Wayne Stengem, and Doug Burgum. And it's been a fascinating one to watch. We've done a lot of coverage on it. We've had the candidates on. We'll have more. Doug Burgum's going to join us on Friday on the program. I am kind of curious what you think about the race. I can share my comments as we go along the way. Mike Nowitzki is a reporter for the Forum News Service based in Bismarck, covers a lot of the things related to the Capitol and what's happening there. And he has a story today about campaign contributions to each of the campaigns. And I guess the gist of the story from the headline, oil, coal sectors pump funds into Stengem's campaign, but not Burgum's. So when I read you that headline, what does that tell you? What do you glean from that? I have to tell you, campaign finance stories bore me. They really do. Because I think what reporters think is that if a oil company writes a check to an individual, they own him. And what does that suggest? It suggests somehow that the person's for sale. Now you've questioned their integrity. You question someone's integrity and say, oh, you can't do it. I think that's where reporters come from. I think there's that sort of naive view out there that, you know, and I think, honestly, this is going to sound like a politician, but it's just what my gut is. I think it actually happens the opposite. Right? I mean, in other words, someone who is running for a particular office sets out a set of positions and or has a record to defend, and people who might be in industry, for instance, the petroleum council is an example, or a PAC related to a petroleum council. All right, I think there's about $50,000 that have come into the Stengem campaign from oil company political action committees. That's people. That's people, ladies and gentlemen. That's people who make up the industry. That's people that work in the industry. That's, you know, I mean, is this America? Are they allowed to have a voice in the race? I don't understand it. I really don't. I think that's just kind of a goofy argument. But maybe it matters to you, and maybe I'm all wet. I don't know. I get very bored with these stories back and forth about where they're at. There's a letter to the editor I saw somewhere talking about the donations that Doug Burgum had received from out of state. Bill Gates and others donating money to his campaign. Many of these folks very well known in the tech world. All right, well, they're former associates of Doug Burgum who think he'd do a good job as governor. I mean, does that mean that anytime he makes a decision, he's going to call him and say, you know, would this offend you? No. I mean, first of all, you got to have candidates with integrity. You got to have candidates who are trustworthy, okay? And then campaign donations really don't matter much. We ought to know what they are. They ought to be disclosed. But I think it's, I'll go on the record right now to tell you that, as I've said before, Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum both have integrity. Both are trustworthy. I don't believe either one of them can be bought on a bet. On a bet. So, you know, the premise that somehow the campaign contributions mean something, I don't know, other than they're doing a good job or would do a good job for that particular industry. Kind of boring.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm board member Troy Oglum of Northwood. With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices, conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading to the field, make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible, turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around equipment, avoid baggy clothes that can become entangled in machinery, use caution around flowing grain, adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep. Don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. Keep rollover protection structures in place. If you have a tractor without one, get it installed today. And while you're at it, buckle your seatbelt. Discuss safety concerns with your children as you explain safe handling and operating procedures. Practice what you preach, and they will practice it too. Always remember to just stop and think. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Lines open here on What's on Your Mind for you to tell me what's on your mind. on the program. Brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Cans. You know there's 90% less impact from horizontal drilling? 90% less impact from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing on the land. Yep. In other words, it's a good thing. Horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing mean the land impacts are reduced by 90%. Am I making myself clear? I'm hoping that Hillary Clinton is listening. Maybe her husband Bill will pick that up when he comes to the state here in a couple of days. Same with crazy Bernie Sanders. There, I said it. These folks are talking about how they want to ban fracking, less jobs, ban a technique in the industry that reduces land impacts by 90%. Those two things. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Terry in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Terry.
How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I got a question for you. All across North Dakota, Republicans at the federal level want to vote for candidates who don't want to raise taxes or tax cuts. At the state level, they want candidates not to raise their taxes. Why at the local level, at the county, school, park, and city level, do they vote for candidates who repeatedly raise their property taxes?
It's a good question. I don't know. Why, you know, that should be the area you're able to influence the most, right? Folks at the local level, you see them. You're in your neighborhood. They're in your community. You're able to go up and talk with them, give them a call, and get an audience with them. So you'd be able to influence them the most. Do they know you don't want your taxes raised? Do you think there's enough interaction? My experience on local races is that, you know, even the school board, the vast majority of people, if we were to identify a pain point on taxes in North Dakota, it would be property taxes. The majority of that pain point is from education. How many budget discussions have gone on at school board meetings in North Dakota without the general public present? Not that they couldn't be, just because they don't show up.
And that's my point. I don't understand why Republicans at the local level, and you're right, the number one complaint is property taxes. So why do they keep voting for people who raise their property taxes as opposed to candidates who won't raise their property taxes?
Again, I'm going to defer this question like the previous one. What's going on in the governor's race? What's happening? What's the latest? What's the buzz? You know, the audience has the answer. So let's see if the audience has the answer for you today, Terry. I don't know. The apathy. I don't get it. You know, the congressional races, the state races suck all the air out of the room. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, thanks a lot. And that's my question. I had a challenge to all the Republicans who are listening now. Why in the world do you vote for people at the local level who, if they did it at the state and federal level, you'd go nuts and you'd do everything you can to see they get defeated?
How's things going in Grand Forks?
Well, it's going to be, we got some interesting races up here since you asked. I am running for mayor of Grand Forks. My pledge is I will not raise property taxes and oppose any attempt to raise the sales tax. Because, shockingly, I believe the government has enough money. It's all about budgeting.
Well, I think there needs to be more people like you. Terry, I left Grand Forks in 2001. Was there 18 years before that, and you were very active in holding the council accountable. Ultimately said, I'm going to run for the council. How many years on the council?
I've been on the council now 10 years and now I'm running for mayor, and it's a simple platform. Here's my radical campaign that some people are opposed to. I want taxes to stay steady. I want to fix the roads.
You crazy man. Yeah. And, of course, Dr. Mike Brown is the incumbent up there. Been there a number of years. A good man. A good guy. So, you know, that's something that happens in small towns as well. You know, people, I don't want to make a change, or I don't want to, you know. Yeah. By the way, you have a youngster running for city council up there that used to work for us here by the name of Ben Olson. You know Ben?
Yes, I do. In fact, he's in my ward.
Is he? Okay, yeah. So he is. Young conservative leader, and he's a dandy. So
he's a worker too.
I'll bet he is. Yeah, he's not all talk. He's just going to go out there and get her done, right?
You bet. He's working hard.
But anytime, and it might be part of the answer to your earlier question, Terry. We need more young conservatives willing to take the dive into, you know, the public arena and tackle big issues, right?
I just want to encourage the people of this state, whatever city you're in, if you don't want taxes raised at the federal and state level, you shouldn't want them at the local level and vote accordingly.
Yeah, I hear you. Good point.
Have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Mr. Rabate, we should try and track down Ben Olson and find out how the campaign's going. Young entrepreneur. I think he's a Stanford fellow, too. And by the way, if there's other young conservatives out there that are running, I want to know about it. And we'll get them a plug. Obviously, we have an audience here that covers, you know, every corner of North Dakota and into Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond. So we can't deal local by local races. But if we can find candidates that are a good model to follow and maybe inspire some others, we can do our part. So can't focus in on all the local city races, but I never mind a shout-out on it, and I appreciate that. It's Terry Bierke, by the way, who called. Terry's a postal employee. He's a mailman. And just tireless, just absolutely tireless. He really is. And I'm telling you, you need those. You need those. You need those folks that are just kind of agitating for our issues here to say, wait a minute, smaller, smarter, a limited government. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Texter says, I have a friend that is a veteran, and he is afraid of going to the Veterans Hospital. And he's very sick. So he's gone to other doctors and now may have to sell his property to pay his bills. How is this right? Well, it's not right. I don't know where this friend is from, but this friend should not be afraid of going to the VA hospital in North Dakota. Because it's better than most. It's in the upper echelon of the scores of all the VA. Heard a lot of VA nonsense, and maybe this friend of yours heard some of the stuff in Arizona and other places and was scared off. Second of all, afraid of going to the hospital and then going another place and racking up all these bills. Man, what a mess. So this friend just needs a friend. And if he is very sick, let's take care of the friend first. Fix the system second. Would be my advice. Appreciate the call. Anybody else have other advice? 800-228-0550. Another texter. Have the three candidates on your show and debate. We have plans for a debate between Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem. That's going to happen actually the Friday before the election on June 14th. All of the other candidates will be on themselves. Of course, Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem rotating a talk radio town hall each week. We also have Paul Sorum. I don't think we're going to schedule that, but we're going to have him come on before the election. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
On to What's On Your Mind. No crickets. No crickets. Lines are full, and we're going to get to all of you. Some great... Neil in Fargo wants to talk about the VA hospital. And Dan in Fargo wants to talk about the governor's race. Cody in Bismarck on young conservatives. John in Bismarck, federal programs. And Dave in Beulah on transgender bathrooms. Where that topic would come from, I have no idea. Is there anything in the news about transgender bathrooms? I hadn't heard anything. So, but we'll see where he... Whatever he wants to talk about there. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, the newly minted top energy advisor. I think he's like the grand poobah of energy advice for the Trump campaign. He'll be here next hour, and we'll talk with him about that, and also the Supreme Court decision on the Little Sisters of the Poor, pushing back against the federal government's kick in the teeth to the Little Sisters of the Poor. If you need, ladies and gentlemen, any more evidence of how far our country has fallen, to look what the federal government under the name of Barack Obama did to Little Sisters of the Poor. You can't make this up. And thankfully, the Supreme Court said enough of this. You can't fine them. You can't. It's unbelievable. Anyway, we'll do that in a moment. First, I want to tell you about B-Mobile. Always good to be mobile. And it's easier to be B-Mobile when you have Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network and have a little envy. Well, I can fix that, because right now my friends at B-Mobile said, Scott, $650. We're gonna get individuals up to $650 in checks to switch to Verizon to B-Mobile if they're on some other network. We want to bring them home. And they have all the details when you go into B-Mobile, and you can find a location near you at bmobile.com, but they're all throughout North Dakota. They're in our part of Minnesota as well. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right. Neil, Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Neil.
Good morning, Scott. I just want to make a comment with a fellow that mentioned something about being concerned about the VA. I've been going there, and I will say this. I have not had any better care any place. Maybe the exception would be the Mayo Clinic. And that's in pretty high regard. And I know I had some surgery, and before that, we spent all the time I wanted and with several people in explaining it. My wife was there, and she came out of it, and she said, I cannot believe the time that they spent with you. That doesn't happen any other place. And another time, I tried to find out, tell her how it was different before she'd been there. And I come up with one word that described it, and that is the word respect. The doctors and the people do not talk down to you. They talk to you as an equal. And I can't say that about a lot of their health system. Anyway, nothing but great things about the VA in Fargo. And I've only been to Fargo.
Well said, Neil. Thank you very much. And I've heard nothing but the same from a lot of other folks. I know the VA's had some major issues on the national front, but thankfully it's not come here, and you got great, great people that take care of our veterans. And I think if that individual is from North Dakota and is avoiding the VA because of what they've heard nationally, that's unfortunate. And hopefully we can fix it in part because of your call. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. 800-228-0550. Dan in Fargo wants to talk about the governor's race. What's on your mind, Dan?
Oh, good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you. I can hear you loud and clear. You bet.
Oh, great. Hey, didn't our Attorney General of North Dakota vote or support Obamacare?
This is tricky. What he did was he was one of 21 attorneys generals in the United States that supported a sliver of Obamacare before the Supreme Court in the name of North Dakotans who were in an exchange, okay? So it's nuanced. In other words, I don't think it's fair to say that Wayne Stengem supports Obamacare because he's fought it in many areas, but he did support, as the only Republican attorney general in the United States, on one particular issue. So that's what the issue Doug Burgum has raised. If I am a candidate against Wayne Stengem for governor, I'm going to raise that issue. You're going to raise that issue. Now, Wayne has explained it, and he's explained that, he took on an issue that affected some North Dakotans. But both candidates are right when they say what they have said. In the case of Doug Burgum, that Wayne Stengem did this, one particular issue before the Supreme Court, is one of only, the only Republican attorney general. And Wayne Stengem is right to say, hey, I don't support Obamacare. So I think they're both right there.
So... can you tell me what this one issue was?
Yeah, it was over the exchanges. Kevin Kramer explained it, I think, better than anybody. And did we put that up recently? Somebody else called and said the same thing. I said, I want an explanation. I said, I'll tell you what, we'll post on our Facebook page the conversation with Kevin, because he did a very good job of saying, here's the deal. We were fighting this in Congress, and I get calls saying, hey, what the heck's your attorney general doing to us here? And so he did not agree with the decision. He, on the other hand, he's saying, I understand why he did it. He decided to fight for those particular individuals who were caught in the crosshairs of this, picking the lesser of two evils, I guess. So, but it's over the exchanges. You remember the whole debate over the exchanges and the Fed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're having a federal exchange or not. Well, okay, this battle in the Supreme Court was over the North Dakotans that were enrolled in that exchange. So, in a sense, he's supporting Obamacare in the name of those people that were already in the exchanges. Does that help?
A little bit. I'm going to have to do more research on this. Anybody who supports Obamacare at any level, I have a hard time supporting them.
I don't think it's fair to say Wayne Stengem supported Obamacare, because he's got a record of having fought it. He chose to defend it in one particular case because North Dakotans were involved. That's where Doug Burgum has a factual statement in what he's saying. But I wouldn't say he's a supporter of Obamacare. I don't think that's fair.
The only Republican fighting for it, that seems a little odd.
Well, I think that's fair. I think that's fair to say, why would you do it? Now, I asked Wayne, do you regret it? And, I guess he the way he answered was more from a political standpoint. Well, if it wasn't necessary to pick somebody else, I'm not going to say I regret it, but... I don't know. I can't disagree. I wouldn't have done it if I was him. I wouldn't be one of the 20 Democratic attorney generals and one Republican on this. No way. But on the other hand, I don't think it means he fought it. So you need to make that decision for yourself. I think this governor's
race. Are you going to post this on your website? And I'd like to read a little more about it.
Yeah, well, I'll post what Kevin Kramer said, because I thought Kevin did the best job of saying, here's why Wayne did it, and, I don't agree with it, but, it was principled in the sense that it's defending North Dakotans, okay? I don't know if principled was the word he used, but anyway, on the other hand, I disagreed with it, and I wouldn't have done it. So it at least explains it, and I think the best, I'll put it there. What I'll tell you about this, about the governor's race, though, I've said this before, these are both good people, okay? You can't look at this and say one's good, one's bad. He's for Obamacare, he's not for Obamacare. No. You got to look at it from a skill set standpoint. To me, we're hiring someone for a very important job, to be the governor of the great state of North Dakota at a challenging time. All right, and who do we want in that fire? right? And, you know, the Stenger Post will tell you, well, he's been there a long time as Attorney General. He knows a lot of these issues on the Industrial Commission. He was in the legislature, right? I mean, those are all attributes of Wayne's. If you're a Bergen supporter, you say business leader, innovative, you know, done some big things, maybe think about it differently, right? So I think it's really a fascinating race because you got somebody who is, knows elected office, been there a long time, legislator, you know, attorney general since 2000, in the system, if you will, and someone who's outside and is a business leader. And who's the better one right now? That's what North Dakotans need to decide. That's what they need to decide. It's a great choice because it's very, very different. There are two very different leaders who I believe both would do very well as governor of the great state of North Dakota. I really do. I'm going to be honest. I think both would do fine. I think they'd do great in what they bring to the party. It's just a matter of which one has more of what you're looking for. So that's my take on it, Dan. I hope that helps, and I will make sure we post that on our Facebook page, okay?
Well, that would be great. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Cody and Bismarck next on our Big Flavor Hotline here from Cloverdale. What's on your mind, Cody?
Hey, you're talking about getting young conservatives into politics, to say it before. I'm a young conservative. I call in now and then. And from my experience, North Dakota Republicans really need to do a better job of getting younger people involved and cutting out the good old boy kind of club mentality. I know when I went to my first district kind of meeting, I kind of walked in there and felt like, I got eyes on me. And now what do I do here? And it's kind of just some random person walking in. And then you kind of get to meet people and whatnot, but still you don't have that, like, welcome. Who are you? What do you do? How can we make sure that you're involved in the party and whatnot?
Yeah, you know what? I hear you. I felt that myself before over the years. If you, you know, you're new to a meeting or haven't been there before and what that is. I don't know. I don't think it's one of the better attributes that we have as North Dakotans, right? When it's somebody's new, it's like, who's that? I don't know them, you know. And
another thing would be the party leadership, too. I've noticed that a lot of these districts, you've had the same people that are the chair of them for, I know one district, it was like the early 2000s, someone's been sitting on there, and I'm like, man, we're coming up on almost 20 years of, you know, no leadership change. You got to get new people in. You got to get people energized. And I'm a millennial, and a lot of us are very, I don't know how to describe it, besides the average millennial being kind of lazy and just living in their parents' basement, but a lot of us want to go out and be active in the North Dakota society and really help change this, or not really change it, I guess, but keep the conservative values in North Dakota and prevent us from being a slippery slope into places like Illinois and California and, you know, look at where Colorado's going and whatnot.
You know, a couple things. One, the parties, I think, you know, I want more young conservatives out there, so I'll deal with the conservative side. But, you know, the party to actively cultivate this, you know, folks like Roz Layton, who's a good dynamic leader in the Republican Party in North Dakota, works for Kelly Armstrong, who himself is, compared to me, young, would be great ones to recruit young conservatives and then make them feel welcome. You know, almost have a little, Cody's here. I'm going to take Cody around, introduce him to everybody here so you know who Cody is. Now you're part of the family rather than, you know, have that welcoming thing, because I'm telling you, we need it. We absolutely we need it, and you are right to gently nudge those of us who are the older ones to be more welcoming, because I think it's a big part of it. You got to feel welcome. But in the meantime, Cody, I would say be bold, right? Even if you don't feel welcome, go in there, break some china, make some noise, let your voice be heard. I mean, do it in a North Dakota nice kind of way, but don't be afraid to stand your opinion up against anybody else's in the room, no matter how long they've been there. And hopefully we'll get a little better being more welcoming. But some good points. Appreciate your call. Let's see here. We have John in Bismarck. I want to talk about federal programs. Wayne in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota is going to tell us about the VA hospital. Jamie in Bismarck on some local politics. Jeff in Minot on the governor's race. Gosh almighty, this is fun. What's on your mind? You're telling us. Crickets for one line open right now at 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt in North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sleep good last night. Of course, I sleep good every night. Todd, how do you sleep? You sleep okay?
Good night.
When nobody's trying to confiscate my pillow, you bet I do. Now, every once in a while, between three cats, two dogs, and a wife,
we just
I need seven or eight of those things.
We let you know a little secret there, folks. Francis says, hey, Scott, I've had migraine headaches for years, often wake up with a dull headache. Guess what? Now I'm sleeping well. Our granddaughter's had bad migraines. Now she's getting the sleep she needs, for which we're thankful. She loves my pillow. Thanks again for the wonderful tip on my pillow. Hey, least we could do. So whether it's ridding yourself of a migraine, whether it is a better night's sleep, get on a path to better health. It is the most important thing to your health, sleep. And my pillow is going to get you that sleep. 50% savings right now. The 4-for-1 deal is incredible. Only for our listeners, just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Put in the promo code Scott, and you'll see the deal, okay? Or call them at 800-506-9028. And trust me, there's no worry here because This is a 10-year warranty that it won't go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. You can sleep on it for 59 nights. Make sure you're sure. And get a complete refund, less shipping and handling. So it's a great deal. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back to the phones here. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And let's see here. John in Bismarck had a question or comment about federal programs. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I have seven children go through the Bismarck school system. And there was a 45 minutes of brainwashing for teaching those my children relativism in the public school systems. And that's 45 minutes each day, which my children were able to take off and go in and go into the study library and study and educate themselves in there. But the some of the federal programs that I refused to let them take was sex education, evolution, death education, special studies, and social service surveys. And then
so you took the time. You took the time to know what they were going to be taught, when, how, what's in the book, and said yep and nope. When no was the answer when you didn't like what you saw.
Right. I set it out, and essentially that's what happens to the to people's children today, is that they are taught relativism and they are taught.
Well, explain relativism to the audience. What worries you about your kids being taught relativism?
Because they're not able to make decisions. And when they're not able to make decisions, they're not able to get jobs. They're not able to do certain particular things. They're not self-starters. They're not decisions to make things happen.
Now, relativism to me is the fact that there's no truth. Right? There's no basic understanding of right and wrong. It's whatever.
Well, that's true too. That's absolutely right. You're absolutely right on there.
Yeah, and to me, that's the plague on this country, to have that kind of way of thinking. The idea that there isn't a basic simple truth. John Paul, now Saint John Paul, Pope John Paul II wrote a lot about relativism, and every parent ought to understand it, and I applaud you for paying as close attention as you did to see when these things were being foisted upon your children, John.
Yeah, right. And if parents would stand up and keep track of that and stand up for their children to learn a real reading and writing and all everything that goes with real schooling, then they'd find out that they got really exceptionally smart children that are capable of making a living in this world and going out and starting businesses and going out and having a more positive attitude of getting things done for other people.
Very important traits to survive in this world, without question. Hey, John, pleasure talking to you.
You bet.
And you're a good dad. Appreciate
you
calling. Thanks. Jeff in Minot. Go.
Scott, last week when the Obama administration sent out that letter to school boards across the nation saying you have to have transgender bathrooms, I was really struck by the fact that governors across the nation, many of them, stood up and made very indignant statements about how we will not allow ourselves to be held blackmailed by an out-of-control federal government. And I thought, how refreshing would that be if we actually had a governor in North Dakota who could do that? The last two we had, Dalrymple, he can't make a statement on anything without studying it from every angle and then waiting for his consultants to tell him which way he should land. Hovind before that was the same way. And Stengem is going to be the same way. When he was here in Minot a couple months ago for a debate, it was nothing but, I'm the optimist. It's all rosy. I wouldn't change a thing. How refreshing would it be to have a candidate with fire in his gut who can stand up and say, I will not comply with the federal government's overreach? It's time. This is why we don't have any interest in the race today. It's because we don't have that candidate in there right now. who will stand up and tell the president and tell the nation that we won't do this. We're one of the most important nations in the, or states in the nation with our energy independence and our agriculture power.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Jamie, Wayne, we'll get to you. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.